What changed? I mean, why is it that DOT lawyers suddenly have the confidence they can do this?
I don't know.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Because you're right. In the past, there's been a specific statement, back pay for furloughed employees is hereby authorized. And there's even some case law that says that, you know, the government can't pay back pay unless there's very specific authorization to do so. And I've taken a look at the legislation. It was the legislation back in August that authorized the extension until September 16th. And it did, make it retroactive to July 23rd by simply omitting the July 23rd date and substituting September 16th. And the Department of Transportation lawyers have concluded that language made it retroactive, and therefore, since it's retroactive, they can pay as if these employees had been working. It's an interesting interpretation, and it's one that has not been made before, I don't believe.
And also interesting, maybe you heard this too, that the reaction on the Hill was, okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, and I think, there was a lot of Republican support for legislation that was introduced to specifically authorize the back pay, perhaps not enough to actually pass it, and there was, it was being held up, and so I don't know that it has become a big issue, and I'm not sure where anybody's going to go with it. Of course, the question is, if nobody complains, then I guess it's authorized, and it sets a little bit of a precedent in the future, because we may have more of these down the road, with government shutdowns looming and things like that, and if federal employees are furloughed and they come back to work, will they be paid or not? And if this is a precedent and nobody cares, well, fine. Or you may see language inserted. Nothing in this legislation is to be construed to authorize the payment of back pay.
Yeah, I was going to ask about any precedent that might be set, because I got a suspicion this won't be the last time we see these types of furloughs coming down the pike. And it seems like it may have made things not more simple, but a lot more complicated.
Well, I think you're going to have this fought out on the front end in the future with when bills are passed, when continuing resolutions are passed to authorize employees to come back to work. You'll see language inserted to overcome this, or at least attempted to be inserted. And I think so. And it may complicate the resolution of future appropriations or budget battle.
Well, it probably forces Congress to go on the record ahead of the fact with whether they're going to pay back pay or not.
I think that's accurate. You know, it's really interesting because this is the Federal Aviation Administration, which, if you all remember, a few years ago, about 15 years ago, got their own Title V authority, and their own personnel authority, with some exceptions where they're covered by Title V. And one of the interesting things that's evolved from that is that if you get fired, if you're an FAA employee and you get fired, you go to the Merit Systems Protection Board. You can get your job back, but there's no authorization for back pay because as Congress made these exceptions, they didn't specifically authorize the Back Pay Act to apply to the FAA. So here you have that unique situation to the FAA where they can't pay back pay, and yet they pay back pay to these furlough workers. It's kind of it just fits into this situation where there's no logic. Sometimes the law has no logic.
We're talking with Bill Bransford. He's a partner at Shaw Bransford and Roth. So, speaking of logic, this looks like it's a done deal unless somebody in Congress stands up and says it's not.
Well, I think it's a done deal unless somebody in Congress goes to court and tries to challenge it. And that's fairly complicated, and questions of standing, and also, I think they have to challenge it. And I think that apparently the reaction is we'll fight it out in the future with legislation.
Now, you've handled cases of people that have had their jobs suspended over these many years at your law firm, and when people get their reinstatement, and maybe there's an order for back pay and the agency doesn't have those funds, what happens in those cases?
Well, there is a specific law that authorizes the payment of back pay when somebody's been subjected to an unjustified personnel action. So if they go to the Merit Systems Protection Board or the EEOC or a federal court and they win their case, there's a specific law that says you have to get back pay. Of course, if the agency doesn't have the money to pay, then the employee just has to wait until they get the money. So that's something that takes care of itself in due course.
So when they get the money, it would be the next fiscal year, in other words?
That could be the case, yes. but they would be paid eventually.
Do you see the impact being that other agencies that may have gone through these types of furloughs going back and looking through their records, maybe historically they've had to go to Congress to get that back pay, and they normally would. And so now they're looking back at how that worked and what they may have missed so that they didn't have to go to Congress? There's nothing retroactive there, but just kind of best practices and learning from it?
Yeah, well, I think you're going to see if, in fact, legislation is passed in the future that looks like this legislation that passed last August that gave us the September 16th extension. If the legislation looks the same, I think you're going to have agencies all over the executive branch paying their employees back pay, because most of them want to do that. They want to pay their employees back pay when they're furloughed through no fault of their own.
Do you think that there was maybe some prior discussion, back-channel discussions with Congress and people in the administration before DOT went ahead and did this?
You're asking me for. First of all, I don't know whether there were or not, but I actually thought through that, and my belief is because there was legislation introduced, that when the legislation was introduced and it ran into resistance, I think that some lawyers took a look at this and said, well, why don't we do this? And the administration decided, well, yeah, sure, let's do that. So I think it was thought of afterwards, but I could be wrong.